A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Daf Yates, Kiddushin 19a, pagination is 37. We're starting from the 7th or 6th line on the page. Boi Reish Lakish, a question from Reish Lakish. Mahu shemiyayid adam livno katan. What is the halacha regarding yiyud? Can it be done to an underage son of the master? Let's back up with the background. Parshas Mishpatim, we're told that there's such a thing as a man selling his underage daughter as a maidservant to another person, and that other person can have her serve as a maidservant, or preferably will accept her as a wife, and if not for him, then he would take her as a wife for his son. So the question over here is, can the master of this Jewish maidservant take the girl as a wife for his underage son, for a child under the age of bar mitzvah? Keep in mind that this girl is under the age of bas mitzvah. Once she would show simonim, signs of maturity, she would go free. So this question of Reish Lakish is actually very age-appropriate if we're thinking of it in our concepts to appreciate the case. And it also fits a greater picture of, is it possible for a father to do a marriage for a child? In the case of a girl, the father could do a marriage for his daughter. He could accept kiddushin from somebody on behalf of his underage daughter, and it would be binding. Is such a thing possible for a father to do on behalf of his underage son? And normally, we understood that that was not possible. The only case is when the pasuk says, "Esbiti nasati lo ish hazeh," I have given my daughter to this man, so we know that a father can do that for a daughter. We do not have precedent that a father can do that for a son. Reish Lakish asks, in the case of Yiyud, can a father do that for his underage son? And he explains, B'no Amar Rachmana, B'no Kaldahu. The wording of the pasuk is, Im Livno Yiyadena, to his son. His son, as long as the child is a son of his, we don't need any further criteria to be met. Odilma b'no dumya didei, or does the son have to be similar to the father? Mahu gadol, if you want to engage in kiddushin, you have to be an adult, a legal adult. Af b'no gadol, similarly, if you want your child to achieve yud, he would also have to be a gadol just like you. Which one is it, Reish Lakish asks? Does the child, in the case of Yiyud, beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, have to be over bar mitzvah or not? Amar Reb Zeira suggested the following answer. Tashema, come in here. Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Yud tells us, Ish, a man, asher yinaf, who will live immorally, es eshes ish, with the wife of a man. And we darshan, ish has to be a man, prat lekatan. If a child would be the one living with this woman, the child would not get capital punishment. Asher yinaf, he's living immorally, es eshes ish, with the wife of a man. And again, we infer from the word man, prat le'eshes katan, to exclude the wife of a katan, of a man that's not a bar mitzvah. He's a boy. He's not a man. Skip two lines to the end of the line, and Reb Zera continues, Tifshot mina demiyaid. From here I can see that there indeed is a case of a woman that's an eshes katan, and we had to exclude her from capital punishment, because it says eshes ish, only the wife of a man would get the capital punishment for the immoral activity. It must be that there is a case of someone who's eshes ish, so to speak, a married woman, but not an eshes ish, not the married woman of a man. Amar Rav Ashi, that proof by default, that I don't know of a case of eshes katan, that's not a proof. Because hacha b'yavam ben teisha shanim v'yom echad haba al yevimto askinon, it could very well be dealing with a case of yibum, where the marriage relationship, the eshes ish that's being created, is a continuation of the deceased brother's relationship. And that's how a katan, an underage, a boy, would be able to have marriage in a woman if it was a case of yibum. So if a boy, age 11 or 12, for example, would have relations with the Yavama, it would create Ishus, but it would not create capital offense because of this Gzeres HaKasov. It's not an Eshes Ish, not the wife of an adult man. Skipping down another 4 or 5 lines, at the end of a line, Mayhave Allah. So indeed, what's the answer to Reish Lakish's question? We tried to bring a proof from the fact that there's such a thing as a boy being married, and we said that would be the case of Yibum. We still don't know if a boy could be married in the case of Yiyud. Tashema, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Evu, Amar Rav Yanai, Ein Yiyud Ela Begadol. Yiyud can only occur with a bar mitzvah age, an adult boy. Ein Yiyud Ela Midas. And likewise, Yiyud can only take place with the consent of the girl. Even though the father was able to sell her into this maidservant status without her consent, but if you want to create Kiddushin out of that, you need her consent. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, on this pasuk about Yiyud, says that the word Yiyud comes from the word Hiva Eid, to mutually agree on something, and the Gemara presents that requires that the son of the master be an adult, and in the case of the girl, it certainly can't require that she be an adult, because once she's an adult, she goes free, but it does require, on the level of her understanding as an underage girl, it requires her consent to this relationship. And indeed, we have such a concept in underage Kiddushin. The Gemara says that a man should not marry his daughter off until she is of age enough to say, Beploni ani rotze, I like this marriage. She's still not an adult, but enough to be able to say that she finds this relationship pleasing, agreeable. The Rambam in Avodim Dalid Zayin writes, Ketzad miyaada livno, how is Yiyud done if you're doing it with the son of the master? Im haya b'no gadol, provided that his son is an adult over bar mitzvah, v'nosam reshus l'aviv liyayda lo, and he gave permission to the father to do the Yiyud, hareyo av omer lo b'fnei shnayim, the father says to her in front of two witnesses like a kiddushin, Harei at mikudeshes livni, you are hereby mikudeshes to my son, and the original money that was used to pay for the maidservant's purchase, for the original transaction, that becomes the kiddushin. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam adds, Eina adon miyaid oma ho'ivriya lo lo v'lo livno, ela midaita. The master cannot do yiyud, not to himself, not to the son, unless he gets her consent. So the answer to Reish Lakish's question, can you do yiyud to Bino Katan, to his underage son, even though we were not able to prove the positive that you could do it from the fact that there's such a thing as an Eishes Katan, because Eishes Katan is the result of Yibum, but we are able to prove that you can't do it to Bino Katan, to his underage child, and the reason is because Ye'ada, it has to be done by mutual consent. In the case of the boy, he has to be a legal adult. In the case of the girl, she can't be a legal adult. She would have been free. But at least she has to have the level of consent that she finds the relationship agreeable. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.